presented to you by this station at this time in the stories especially selected for our audience by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. When Editor Balmer selected this story, Lazy Bones, by Peter B. Kine from the current Red Book, he said that just recently he had asked a man who for many years had been selling the books of Peter B. Kine why Kine was so popular. The man's answer was, Kine writes about people that everybody likes, and that is true. He is a most likable man himself, and he likes people. He also likes horses and owns several of them, including racehorses. But he says the only way he makes money out of his racehorses is to write about them. Here's one of Kine's most engaging stories. It's about a horse that was almost too human and named Lazy Bones. Important words just come to the mic, folks. Red Rainbow scratched, and our last-minute entry is Lazy Bones. Say, there's a storm of excitement here at Tanforan, folks. Lazy Bones is Pa Comerford's horse, and we wish him luck. Comerford's stables haven't been doing so well lately. There goes Lazy Bones out to the post, and he sure looks like a rabbit you could put your money on. Jim Fiske is topping the saddle, and there's Pa and Ma Comerford down on the inside rail. You ought to see the grin on Pa's face. He's been keeping this big 3-year-old a secret for a long time. Some pony, too. They're at the barrier now, frisking around. Everybody's got their field glasses on this Lazy Bones. Hey, listen to this. Lazy Bones walks out in front. In the lead, great day for Pa Comerford, I tell you. He's put all his faith and cash on Lazy Bones, and if the horse wins, it's going to mean a record for the Comerford paddock.
Come on, Pa. Come on, Lazy Bones. Come on. Show them what you're made of.
There, Pa. Don't take on so. You'll ruin your heart. Lazy Bones, Lazy Bones, come on, you darling.
Yeah, he's holding the lead 3 lengths ahead of Black Ace. I told you more I'd have a winning horse before I died.
Well, well, it's about time you owned a winning horse, Mr. Comerford.
I told you this pony had breeding. When Colonel Henderson sold him to me last year, he said Lazy Bones couldn't be beat.
Don't look like it to me.
No, quit worrying, will you, Ma? He's a champion. Ain't he leading the field now?
Where is he? I don't see him.
Why, that's White Rock in the lead. How'd that goat get in front of Lazy Bones?
Lazy Bones, he's mad.
White Rock wins, Black Ace is second, Winker third. Lazy Bones was a big surprise, folks. Walked in 5 lengths behind the field. Walked in, folks. Jockey looks like he's taking his horse for a stroll. Well, there's the payoff. White Rock paying 12 to 1, Black Ace playing 8 to 1, Winker third.
Well, that's over. So, Lazy Bones is a champion, is he? No wonder old Colonel Henderson was so almighty glad to sell him to us. Lazy Bones is right.
Oh, now, Ma, he named him Lazy Bones because the colt is so gentle.
He's a snail. That's how gentle he is. Wouldn't hurt the feelings of those other horses by winning, I suppose. Here he comes now.
Yep, there you, Beetle. Well, Mr. Comerford, here is the laziest, slowest horse I ever caught. He got to the half turn all right and then slowed to molasses. I booted him and clucked to him, and he can't run no faster than a fat man can roll a barrel. He's nothing but a canal boat, he is. He just don't have no desire for speed at all.
This is his first race. You'll have to give him time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, boss. I know horses, and I know this one is just a big chunk of meat. Yes, sir. A false alarm if I ever see one.
Sure looked as if he took his time.
He did, ma'am, yeah. Why, he's too lazy to spit over his own lip. He ain't got the spirit of a cow. You saw how he acted out there, didn't you? Lazy Bones is a swell name for him, all right. He ought to make a grand jumper.
He's going to make a mighty fast racehorse, I tell you. When he gets on a real track, he'll step out and do something.
Don't ever bet no more money on him, boss. He ain't interested.
So you've developed a real racehorse, have you, Pa?
Well, you'll see, and you'll find out plenty when Lazy Bones get really started.
But Lazy Bones didn't seem to get started, and Pa's heart sank. Although he was entered in all 8 of the spring races at Tanforan, Lazy Bones never came within 30 lengths of third money. It wasn't that the horse couldn't go, it was worse. He wouldn't go.
Oh, and he lost again today. My goodness, I'd like to punch that brute right in the rib.
Why, he's the slowest animal ever ran this track. He's a joke. He's the joke of the whole track.
Well, I'll joke him. The association is going to run a race today.
I heard about it. Consolation race for all maiden 3-year-olds who've never been in the money.
They'll have all the slow pokes in the game out there. The horse that loses wins.
And you've entered Lazy Bones.
That's the truth. This is one race that brute's got a chance at. All those other slow pokes will try to win first anyhow. But Lazy Bones ought to come in last for the purse by 10 lengths.
When I think of what we've spent on that ruffian.
We're going to get it back, Ma. I borrowed $100 and staked it on Lazy Bones to come in last today.
It certainly looked as if Pa's money was in the bag. Lazy Bones stayed at the post until the field had run an eighth, then stopped to stare at a stable cat perched on a fence. In fury, the jockey struck Lazy Bones over the head. Lazy Bones jumped in surprise, then tore down the turf like a hurricane. Lazy Bones, first under the wire, loses the race. Nighthawk comes in last and wins the purse for the consolation.
Oh, there goes our money again. Oh, dear, Pa.
Where's that jockey? Let me get a hold of that boy. Hey, you, Jim.
How
dare you strike a horse of mine over the head? Are you crazy? You'd won in a walk if you hadn't done that.
What difference does it make what I do to that nag? I'll give you $10 for the privilege of killing him.
Killing him? Not on your life. Did you see the way that dirty swindler was running just now?
I couldn't hold him. He was...
You bet you couldn't. That horse showed up flash or something today. You just wait. He run by the other coast like a lightning.
Yeah, he sure can fly if he wants to. He sure proved that all right.
Yes, the yellow-hearted cur. I'll make him want to. I know what's wrong with him. He's been spoiled. Wait, I'll fix him. I'll take him to California in our motor van.
You ain't going to take that beast to Caliente.
I am. I'll enter him in the governor's handicap. He'll run. He ran today, and he'll run the next time I enter him as he never run before. I'll see to it that he does.
How?
Don't you worry. Love will find a way.
2 weeks later, Ma and Pa, Jim and Lazy Bones are trucking across San Fernando Valley.
Great country out here. Maybe bring some sense to Lazy Bones' head.
Looks like good country for horses. Say, Pa, there's a paddock just ahead of us there. See?
A lot of scrub horses in it, too. Say, look at them tearing around there. My golly.
The whole lot of them are terrified. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, never seen horses so scared in all my life. Yeah, there's one of those cowboys standing over by the gate. I'm going to stop and find out what's panicking those animals. Hey, hello there.
Howdy, stranger.
I was curious about those horses in your paddock there. Never seen critters so terrorized. What's the matter with them?
Well, these here broncs of mine was all played out, you see. I've been renting them to a riding academy, and they was wore down. Last week, some of these movie directors come to me wanting to buy some polo ponies, and I'm putting some life in these here tired animals, and I'm gonna sell them to them Hollywood boobs. These movie guys, they don't know one end of a horse from the other. Bet I'll sell them nags. Don't they look right lively?
Yes, I should say they do. But can you show me how to put life in them mouths?
I reckon I can, stranger. Horseman yourself, huh?
Yes, I am. I'd give $50 to know how you'd pepped up those nags of yours.
Come right into the paddock here, Colonel. I'll show you how it's done. If you mean it about that $50, I'll sell you the whole scheme and turn over the equipment.
Yeah, mister, you sold something. I got a horse I'm taking to Caliente. And believe me, if you got something that'll make him step up like those broncos of yours...
Well, folks, here we are at Agua Caliente for the big handicap. Wish you were here at the track today, folks. Fine day, and here's the race we've been waiting for. Weather fair, track fast, and a lot of money showing, folks. $25,000 extra purse has brought a field of 12 great horses here today. 12 of the best racehorses in the country. And here's a laugh, radio listeners. There's a horse out in the field that never won a race. Worst horse ever seen on any track. Comerford's Lazy Bones, Some Dog. Cost its owner $500 to enter him, and there never was a dumber racehorse in the world. Somebody must be crazy. I just heard that the odds are 100-1 against Lazy Bones. Oh, boy, can you imagine? There's a big laugh going up, folks. Lazy Bones taking his place in line. You ought to hear the yelling. There's Pa Comerford talking to the jockey. Everybody's rushing for the parimutuel windows.
Here, there. Bookie, bookie.
I'll take you, bet, lady.
$500 on Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones?
You heard me the first time. I'm betting to win right on the nose.
All set to start, folks. The stands are yelling themselves hoarse. All right, everybody. Hang on. Here they go. Hooray! Lazy Bones breaks on top. Sundog second. Lord Algy third. St. Martin fourth. The rest rail.
At the eighth, Lazy Bone leads by 3 lengths. Lord Algy moves into second place. St. Martin third now. Lazy Bones is drifting back, drifting back. There goes Lord Algy. Lord Algy passing Lazy Bones. At the quarter, Lord Algy first by a length. Lazy Bones dropped to third. Old Kickapoo coming fast to take second. St. Martin third. Lazy Bones fourth. Fifth. Sixth place for Lazy Bones. At the half, folks, St. Martin first. You ought to see that horse moving. Lord Algy second. El Presidente third. Lazy Bones trailing the field, last by 5 lengths, back 20 lengths now. Hey, something happened just then. Couldn't see what it was, but something happened just inside the rail, down by the 3/4 pole. Jumped out of the grass and sank down again just as Lazy Bones went by. And you ought to see Lazy Bones run. He's coming to life, gaining on the field. They're going into the stretch. Sundog leads by 2 lengths. Lord Algy second. Kickapoo third. No, Lazy Bones third. He's second. Oh, boy, watch that dog come. Man, oh, man, he's dropping from the cloud, coming up on the outside. Wow, neck and neck with Sundog. Man, what a race. Lazy Bones. Lazy Bones is out in front. Lazy Bones wins by 3 lengths.
Oh, we've won. We've won.
A fortune, Paul. I can't believe it. We're rich.
800-1, oh, Ma.
The owners and the judges, Pagoda, Mr. Comerford, come on.
Come right away.
Oh, there, Mr. Comerford.
Yeah, right here, sir.
Well, sir, do you know your horse smashed the track record by 3 seconds? Astonishing, sir. Most amazing. Just how do you account for the miracle, Mr. Comerford? Lazy Bones was far behind and suddenly started running like a bullet had hit him. What did you do to him, sir?
Is there any rule again scaring a horse that can run and make him run, sir?
No, sir.
Well, that's all there was to it, Jed. I just scared Lazy Bones. A cowboy back in San Fernando Valley showed me how. Nothing on earth will frighten a horse like a lion,
a
sir.
A lion?
Yes, sir, that's the truth. So I bought me a lion from that one of the smart cowboys, and I kept it in the paddock next to Lazy Bones. Oh, he's mighty scared, that animal was, I'll tell you. Running like a streak to get away from it.
But good heavens, Mr. Comerford.
Oh, I didn't bring the lion out to the track. I just brought the skin. I killed and skinned it last week. And I brought the skin out under my coat and then just hid in the grass near the fence where Lady Bones would come by.
Well, I'll be done.
Yeah, sure. And when Lazy Bones come by, I jumped up with the lion skin over me and I let out a roar. And Lazy Bones, well, you just see for yourself that he jumped out of his skin, too. Thank you, Judge. I reckon this is the first time that a lion ever run a race.
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast this amusing story, Lazy Bones, written by Peter B. Kine. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book Magazine.